Hello and welcome, everybody. Welcome, welcome. Today is the fourth call out of 10, and it's all going to be on alignment. So TMJ issues, your whole body alignment. And I wonder if anybody needs teeth to move to all the right places. So it's kind of interesting. And this whole thing about our jaws getting smaller because of diet, because of so let me just see where everybody's at right now and see how far to go. Oh, okay. Someone just said the cause of tooth grinding is from the effect of lead and mercury on the nervous system. Well, yeah, we did that yesterday. We did a lot of release and clearing of lead, mercury, as well as other substance. And I'm tuning into you all, and let's me begin with just seeing where this needs to go. So let's release any and all toxins. And let's release all the limiting thoughts we bought into about what can or cannot be changed. And the thing with working with energy is, in the energy field, everything is changeable because it's just energy. So when we connect with enough energy from the zero point field, anything is possible. So let's work behind the TMJ issues. TMJ issues, teeth grinding, kind of just go together because of all the nervous tension that you go to bed with. And so let me just go behind that and see what emotional problems in your life create that, what nervous tension, what unresolved issues you have that create that need for tooth grinding and even TMJ. Here we go. All the emotional issues behind that. You know, sometimes what we call simple issues, you can't believe what's in simple issues, what the body is calling you to heal. And if some of you listened to my interview on Angel Heart Radio last night, I think I reposted in our Facebook group. Oh my God, that was out of this world, isn't it? Wow. So I wonder when we unlock all the issues behind TMJ, behind misalignments, and I know that there are people who have to have jaw surgery to literally have your jaw broken and realign. So let's release the trauma from all the jaw surgeries, all the TMJ fixes and night gauze and what have you, because sometimes the fix itself holds the issues in place, and sometimes they're so dramatic, like the breaking of a jaw, like, oh my God, oh, let's release everything that brings up. Yeah, all the issues with TMJ, let's release that. All the issues with jaw. Yes, I just checked this morning. So Nyla's team uploaded the replay last night. Yeah, Iram's technical team the person I work closely with, Nyla, she's on the other side of the world. So she gets things done at night, which is daytime for her. And so whatever I put in during the day, she will work on, and then you get the next morning. They are very prompt with uploading replay, so I'm not concerned about that. They do a great job. So I'm releasing. And the whole thing with jaw and teeth being the wrong size, oh, I was told that. And for some of us, like if you needed braces, then you have teeth extracted to make room for braces, and that shrinks your mouth and jaw. Yeah, let's release all that. Oh my God, and I'm just having a moment here remembering this, so, oh my gosh. Oh my gosh, wow. So if you were kind of forced to have teeth out so that because you were told you had a small jaw and you need to take all your teeth out in order to have braces and realign all your teeth. I mean, taking out healthy teeth in order to make that happen. And all the reasons behind the not fitting in, right? Because, right, yeah, oh, I'm getting this right now for myself, what that is for me. So I was told at a very early age that I have a big mouth. And by the time I was in my teens, I was very, very, very quiet. And to be forced to have teeth taken out just so that I'd be able to wear braces, that is like forcing, I feel like I was being forced to play small from a very early age. I don't know what that brings up for all of you. And I don't even have a big mouth. And so all the misalignments, that's so the perceptual distortion behind that, right? All the perceptual distortions behind what is actually misaligned. What if the misalignment is not a misalignment at all? Oh, what if you are always perfectly aligned and it's the fix that's misaligned? So everything that brings up, let's release all that. So just so you know what's coming up for me, this is vulnerable, but I'm going to tell you. I remember when, at an early age, I was being told constantly that I just have a big mouth because I mentioned this to someone, that one of my friend's brother, little brother, that I saw him walking out of my grandfather's room without his pants on. And then from that day on, my whole family was upset with me and told me that I have a big mouth, even though I don't have a big mouth. So, yeah, so just releasing all the trauma and all the misalignments, which is not a misalignment, but a perceptual distortion from the people around me. And I wonder how many of you have misalignments that are actually reflecting not anything within yourself, but our tissue or body is always listening. Sound and words can be used to reprogram our DNA. And especially at a very early age, like I was probably just 5, 6 years old, when our minds are still very open to suggestion and our brains take it in, and we create our bodies in response to what we're being told around us that isn't even true. So the bigger misalignment is that you're always aligned with your truth, but the misalignments are forcing you to align with what isn't even true for you. Okay, everything that brings up for everybody. Yeah. Oh, God. Excuse me a second here. I was just going to take care of TMJ. Okay, there you go. So know that you are always in alignment. However, you created your body, whatever created your body that was actually not in alignment, but that you forced your body into. So that's the deeper, I think, the deeper issue behind all the misalignments with your jaw, all the misalignments with cranial bone, and even the distortions throughout your body. So let me just take care of all those distortions. From the cranial bone down to even all the bones on your foot, because how you balance yourself in the world, your toes, your feet, all that has an effect on the upper body, and everything on the upper body has an effect on the lower body. So I'm going to do this total realignment with you. And some of you may actually feel like standing up and moving your head and whatever you need to do to gently help your body realign. So your body will know. Yeah, your body will know. Yeah, and when I take care of people with scoliosis, for example, thanks for writing that in, it's someone who you constantly have to displace your own truth in order to fit into someone else's reality. And that goes on and on early in life. Yeah, it's very painful to not be believed and to be the one to take the blame for just saying the truth. And this is still going on in the world today. Here we go. I'm going to start with cranial bone. Oh, 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 oh. The jaw. And I'm making more room in the sinus and third eye area. Oh. 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 After working the whole body, I will go back to the mouth and teeth. Oh. 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 And I'm just bringing in energy from the zero point field to help your bodies to remember the divine alignment of your body, the divine blueprint of every cranial bone, your whole spine, shoulders, hips, knees, and every bone on your foot. Oh. Oh, oh. And now allow yourself to hear the truth for you. Oh. And to see you as God would see you, and to know the truth for you. Oh. All right, so now I'm going to work with the jaw itself. And now allowing every teeth to remember how it wants to be in your mouth, because the original divine blueprint of you is always in perfect alignment. So the distortions, the misalignments, the crooked teeth was responding to messages outside of you. The crooked, yeah. Here we go. Oh my God. Oh. 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 So we are realigning your teeth and jaw. Oh, and for some of you who have a TMJ, they can come from whiplashes and accidents, traumas. So let's release all that for you. And for those of you who have really bad TMJ and bad trauma to your back, we're gonna release, with your permission and the permission of your higher self, any thought, any subconscious belief that you no longer want to be here. I'm gonna release all that. Oh. Oh. And let's be in alignment with the thought, the belief, and all the life enhancing beliefs that you are choosing to be here, and that you have the power to make your life really beautiful. Oh. 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 Oh, so any and all subconscious thoughts and beliefs in all the past experiences in this life and in all lifetimes that are not life-enhancing in any way, we're going to release all those from your tissue. Oh. Oh. An alignment of the skeletal system requires adjusting the cognitive tissues as well as the muscles, because cognitive tissue muscles hold the structure in place. And sometimes when those supporting structures whole trauma and any belief that's not life enhancing. We're going to release all that now. Oh. 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 Yeah, so releasing all trauma to the whole body, to all the muscles and tissues. Oh my gosh. And sometimes we hold the most issues around the midsection of our body, our diaphragm, our stomach, which is our enteric nervous system. So the whole enteric nervous system, as well as the whole mesentery tissues, which are now considered an organ in themselves. We're gonna connect to that space and release all trauma and cellular memory that is not life enhancing. Oh. So now I can go deep into the psoas muscles, which connect upper body with lower body. So one part of it touches your diaphragm. So, and that's why it remembers every breath you take, every time you hold your breath, right? When you're in a trauma, that's one part of the psoas muscle. And then the bottom of the psoas muscle wraps around your thigh. I mean, your hips. Here we go. Oh. If you happen to have like one leg longer or shorter than the other, it could very well be that one side of the psoas muscle is tighter than the other. So see how this changes your alignment. Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. All right, so now bodies are feeling more aligned as we release everything that your connective tissue, muscles, and bones were holding on to. And that frees your upper body now, hopefully. Here we go. Oh. So I'm going to ask your body's muscles and connective tissue and all the tendons and ligaments to remember. Oh. 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 Oh my God, excuse me. I need to blow my nose. Oh my God. Oh. Okay, now I hope it's easier to work on the jaw and realigning your jaw and teeth. Oh. And if there's an issue with your bite, here we go. And let's release all underlying issues, psycho-spiritual issues, or TMJ, or any misalignment, including the overbite, underbite, and all that. So if you created your body, your jaw, your teeth, your cranium, create your body, your skeletal system, your muscles, your ligaments, your tendons, and the connective tissue, if all that was just in alignment with the truth of you, with your divine blueprint, what would all that look like for you now? And all I'm doing is removing all the trauma, removing all the untruths that we are tuned into that creates our body. People don't know. Sound changes the whole molecules all, because sound itself can change the arrangement of molecules. Sound that is made into words has meaning. And not only does it change your molecules, it changes our DNA. And so if you've been listening to a lot of voices outside of you, like we all do when we grow up, when we were growing up, and those were the sounds, the vibrations, the energy that were creating our body, our jaw, our tissue, and all that, it's no wonder, right? All these misalignments, and that's what we're releasing right now. All the truths that are not you. All the accidents that throw you out of alignment. All the people. Other people's issues that throw you out of alignment, like family. Let's release all that now. Yeah. And this is not about blaming other people and giving other people power. It is what it is. Our body is a very sensitive system that responds to everything, including your own words, including your own thoughts, your own words, your own emotions. So everything that you're using to create your body and all the misalignments that throw you off, we're going to release all that now. And all the places and spaces within you that are not feeling safe, not feeling at ease in the world, let's release all that now. So we're going to start working with each and every teeth to make it come into alignment. The back teeth, which is part of the heart, the heart, small intestine, triple burner, pericardium. So everywhere where you're not in alignment with joy, let's release that. Okay, now the molars. That's long and large intestine and everywhere where you're not allowing yourself to live an inspired life or to create or to do what inspires you. Let's release all that now. And now we're going to move to all the teeth having to do with stomach, small stomach and spleen. And this is about service, and this is also about reciprocity. So everywhere where you're not able to receive for yourself, let's release all that now. Yeah, whatever you're using to create the non-receiving that you're choosing, let's release that now. And what would it take to receive as simply and as easily as you receive sunshine, as simply and as easily as you drink water? All right, so now we're gonna move to all the teeth, so the bicuspid, canine, everything having to do with personal power, how well you allow yourself to express and use and be the powerful being that you are. Oh. So let those teeth and let you be in alignment with the power of you, the divine power of you. Oh. And now the front teeth that has to do with kidney and bladder, but it's about survival and it's also about your wisdom. So anywhere where you're not allowing yourself to be and to hear and to honor your own wisdom, let's release all that. And now allow every teeth to be in alignment. And if you have teeth that are too tight, like having a small jaw and big teeth that mismatch, let's release all that. All the emotional issues behind that, all the psycho-spiritual issues behind that, so that now you have teeth that fits the jaw. And make room for you. So where are you not making room for you in your life? And where are you lost in busyness or lost in sacrificing yourself for others? And let's release all that. Okay. So another thing that's required for really being in alignment with you, with the divine blueprint of you, is to ask every fragmented soul part of you to return to you and returning you to wholeness. Then it allows you to really access who you are in total wholeness and health. So I'm gonna ask that all the shamans I work with now help me facilitate this session. So all the shamans I work with from Mongolia, New Zealand, Australia, Bali, Southeast Asia, Eastern Europe, South America, Africa, Central Europe, Northern Europe, North America, okay, and anywhere else. And what we're gonna do now is work with your assemblage point, because that is the vortex of light in your light body. And that allows you to be in greater and greater alignment with who you are. And we are so fortunate to be able to work with shamans everywhere who support us to do this work. So here we go. We're just adjusting the depth of that point, the assemblage point. And moving that assemblage point to the right place for you, the optimal position that allows you to receive the optimal amount of light for your beautiful light body. And just take deep breaths. Beautiful. And now we're going to ask that all fragmented soul parts return to each and every one of you, returning to you totally cleansed by the light, returning you to wholeness, to health, and to a profound alignment with the divine blueprint of you. Okay, and I want to thank all the shamans everywhere who bless us with this gift to work with the assemblage point and to work with each and every one of you and to work with being able to retrieve all fragmented soul points back to you, returning you all to wholeness and to the most divinely beautiful alignment that your soul would like for you to have at this moment in time. Wow, all right. All right, everyone, and I'm going to stop the recording. I think this is a good time to stop. So this concludes session 4.